From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Wednesday he intends to try to form a government in the next 2 to 3 weeks, which would give him a fourth term as prime minister after his conservative Likud party won Israel's parliamentary election. With nearly all of the ballots counted, Likud captured 30 seats to beat out the 24 seats for its main challenger, the Zionist Union. A statement from Mr. Netanyahu's office said he had already reached out to smaller parties in order to form the 61-seat coalition he needs to govern. Robert Satloff is the executive director of the Washington Institute on Near East Policy.
The conventional wisdom is that the large turnout, and there was an extremely large turnout in the election, was driven mostly by two factors. One, the economic imperative, the high cost of living, and then secondly, a referendum on Netanyahu, who is Israel's second longest serving prime minister and has been serving now for 6 years.
You can read more on the Israeli election at voanews.com. Relief workers are rushing emergency supplies to remote areas in Vanuatu, the South Pacific island nation that was pummeled last week by a powerful cyclone. Aurelia Bapp leads the Pacific Office of the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. She said Wednesday supplies have begun to reach some of the most remote areas.
Starting yesterday and really moving much more quickly today, we know that relief supplies have been taken down to Tana, and that assessments are being conducted on the outer islands.
The UN Humanitarian Agency says at least 11 people are confirmed dead, though that figure could rise. VOA News. Iraqi troops and militias who pushed Islamic State fighters from the northern town of Amirli last September proceeded to loot and burn down homes and businesses, according to Human Rights Watch in a new report Wednesday. Relying on interview with victims and witnesses as well as satellite images, the report says militiamen took items such as televisions, clothes, and electrical wiring before setting fire to buildings. The looting and destruction extended to 47 villages around Amirli. Ignoring increasing outcry from rights activists, Pakistani authorities Wednesday executed 9 men on death row, bringing to 48 the number of convicts hanged across the country since the government reinstated the death penalty in December. Officials said the latest hangings took place in jails in Punjab, the most populous province in Pakistan, and the prisoners were convicted of crimes including terrorism and murder. North Korean officials are set to meet Wednesday with the representatives of South Korean companies amid a dispute over wages at a jointly run industrial complex. Pyongyang is trying to unilaterally raise wages for North Korean workers at the Kaesong Industrial Complex, which lies just north of the two countries' border. Seoul objects, saying such a move must be agreed to by both sides. Chung Ki-soop is the head of the Council of South Korean Businesses in Kaesong. He said he believes the dispute can be resolved through a dialogue. He says at this point, increasing the minimum wage itself is not the problem, but rather unilaterally changing the labor law is a problem. This can be easily solved when South Korean and North Korean government talks resume. A suicide car bomber attacked a government compound in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province Wednesday, killing at least 7 people and wounding 41 others. The complex in Lashkargah houses a governor as well as the head of the provincial council. The provincial government spokesman Omar Zwak and a local district governor, Haji Fatula, were among those wounded in the blast. Haji Fatula says, "I was in a gathering inside the governor's compound when the blast happened and I became unconscious. When I opened my eyes, I find myself in the hospital. I don't know how many people were killed or wounded in that blast. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for that attack." Serbian police have arrested 7 people suspected of involvement in the July 1995 Srebrenica massacre in Bosnia, when 8,000 Muslim men and boys were murdered by Bosnian Serb fighters. A prosecutor in Belgrade said Wednesday that the suspects are believed to have committed war crimes against civilians. And U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama has arrived in Japan for a 3-day visit, but to highlight her Global Women's Education Initiative. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.